This is the city. Seattle, Washington. I work here. I'm a jock.
Friday, October 26th, my partner and I were working the afternoon shift. My partner is Sergeant Rogers. I'm the real macho Captain Lockjock. Hello, sir.
Good afternoon, Captain.
Let's check the police blotter now and see what kind of caseload we have today.
Dateline, Seattle.
Seattle.
Case here, Cap, of the egotistical prowler.
Hmm?
Somebody pried open the door at the Seattle Early Education Center over the last weekend.
Yeah.
And didn't take nothing, but did leave a calling card of sorts.
What? They broke in and they left a calling card?
You got it. A worker at the center arrived Monday morning to find a Polaroid photo of an unidentified young man on her desk. And since nobody had used the camera prior to the break-in, the picture was either that of the prowler or this yo-yo had taken a picture of his accomplice and left it at the scene of the crime.
Wait a minute, too. They found a camera in the offices.
No, see, the camera belonged to somebody there, right?
Oh, in the office.
But no picture had been taken on the day before the weekend.
And this dude took his own picture?
Either that of his...
And left it there?
Or that of his accomplice and left it at the...
Well, save your memories and pictures.
Yes. Michael Landon should use that. Now, what this egg-headed bumble-brained stoop obviously doesn't know is that your career in professional crime goes absolutely nowhere if you take pictures of yourself at the scene.
You mean... Your career may be unsuccessful?
Well, it may be in jeopardy. In fact,
by leaving your pictures around?
In fact, the mafia bylaws state in Section 4, Paragraph 1, I'll read it from right from this thing here, says any employee of the organization who shall take a picture of themselves during business hours and leave said evidence at place of employment shall be terminated. And by terminated, we mean permanently.
Well, you take pictures of yourself all the time.
Well, that's for an entirely different purpose, though.
But I like those leather pajamas.
Well, I knew you would.
Well, that is an unusual story.
Yeah, I hate it, though.
Here's a strange story out of Pakistan.
Yeah.
The people of Pakistan don't have NFL football or Major League Baseball, but they don't need it. They've discovered a sport that's just as fun as the blood and violence in football.
Well,
and a sport that draws bigger crowds than Major League Baseball.
What might that be?
Public whippings. This was in a paper this morning. I don't know if you saw the picture, but some guy tied to the whipping post there, and this other dude is whipping him. Or whooping him. Over 10,000 screaming, cheering onlookers packed the place in the capital city of Pakistan yesterday to watch 27 prisoners publicly whipped for various crimes.
Whoa.
Now, as each they had this thing organized.
Yeah, well.
As each convict was tied to the whipping post, his name was announced over the public address system, just like at the ball game, you know.
Number one on the lineup, Fingers Flanagan, who will get 20 lashes for stealing.
And get this, microphones were tied to the whipping post.
Oh, you're kidding me.
To amplify their screams.
Give me a break.
The 10,000 fans in attendance cheered after each stroke.
No.
I mean, you talk about an ugly crowd. I mean, you think NFL fans want to see blood. They cheered after each whip, after each stroke. And get this, spectators booed those who cried or fainted. I mean, it's...
That is cold. Them people are sorely in need of amusement.
Spectators booed those who cried or fainted and applauded one man who took his punishment without a sound and raised his chained arms in victory.
No.
As the guards led him away. This guy should get the award for the most valuable player. Obviously, the crowd's favorite. The 27 men were whipped for offenses ranging from selling or drinking liquor to running brothels
My goodness.
Patronizing them. Final score yesterday. Police 27, convicts nothing. The agony of defeat is really painful sometimes. Well, the happy crowd went home, hoping to get the choice seats for the next case.
Come on. This is absolutely gross.
You know,
no, I don't know.
You know, if they switch these whippings to Monday night, I bet they could get a big TV contract.
You know,
let's give a great big cheer. That's about all the time we have.
Oh, thank goodness
for today. Be listening again. Maybe for more exciting true life cases.
TV contract.
Well, I'm Gary Lockwood's world-famous...
Yeah, world-famous...
police blotter.
Hey, Charlie! It's-